come and take me to the river. The old and up with the new, the hard reset, my life take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Right, it is that time again, and we are glad that you are joining us tonight on Go Yard. Always fun every single week. We love it. And we are live right here in the studio tonight. Almost always are. And yeah. Every once in a while, we're out of town. What happened last week? But we're glad to be right back in these chairs tonight, Dr. Angel Falzone.
Always.
We look forward to it, don't we?
We do look forward to it. It was funny because last week this time I was in Aruba and I'm texting you, I missed the radio.
She did this, Bobby, last week from Aruba. I got a text. I'm going to miss doing the show tonight. How about that? Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Isn't
that cool? I told you I'd be here when you get back.
So. That's right. And you are. And we're glad to be back. So every once in a while we do go out of town. But tonight we've got a new topic and it's probably going to be more than one show, probably a couple. And it's something we've been talking about in our discussions of a show we wanted to do soon, and now we are doing it.
I'm excited for this.
All right. So that's Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, our resident expert that's talking. I'm Mama Mac. And, you can catch this show on the weekends also right at noon on Eastern time on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. They replay it. And, of course, after the shows, Bobby turns them into podcasts, and you can come right here to tantalknetwork.com and go to Go Yard and listen to the show again or tell a friend, right?
Wave that magic wand, and they're there.
Yes, yes. At the end of each month, our webmaster puts all the shows from that month on our website, goyard2014.org. It's an ORG website, not a .com. So we talk about this once in a while, Doctor, but it's really good to have our shows right there on our website. Easy access for people, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the nice thing with our website is our shows are titled.
Yes, they are titled.
So you'll get a gist of what that show is going to be about.
Right. And so what's the title tonight?
Well, tonight's title is The Value of Friendship.
Friendship. All right. You know, that's not something people talk about very much, I don't think. Do you?
You know, not directly.
Right.
You know, but they do talk about it a lot because they may have conflicts or they're planning things to do with their friends. And so we talk about it, but we don't talk about the concept of friendship itself.
So is it an important part of our lives or not? That's one thing we're going to ask.
We're going to discover that as we go through the show.
We are going to discover that.
The value.
Probably this is a two-week thing because there's a lot we want to talk about. I think so often people are just in this day and age so concentrated on social media that good old-fashioned friendship has kind of gone by the wayside. And I know we're going to discuss that. But just as a beginning, a preamble here to what we're talking about, don't you think that's caused a lot of differences in friendships now?
Absolutely, it has. You know, and there's an art to friendship. And I think it's kind of a dying art.
Right.
Media has a lot to contribute with some of that. So.
Yes, pro and con. So pro we're going to talk about all of that. You can weigh in during the show if you'd like. Just call in 727-441-3000. I'll give you that number again. Bobby, our engineer, will answer the phone and direct you in here with your comments or your questions. 727-441-3000. You can also text us during the show at our special text phone number that we have indefinitely. We have it 24/7, 365. Comes directly to my phone. And write that number down, 727-888-4171. And that you can use anytime, 727-888-4171. I think a friendship is one of those things, Dr. Angel, that isn't really taught or discussed. I've never gone to a class in high school or college on friendship, have you?
You know, you're right. It's something that we just kind of expect people to figure out as they go along.
Right. And do you think parents really teach that? I don't think so. I wasn't very aware of it.
I don't think it's a lesson we sit down and teach our kids, but we do model.
We do model it. Yes. If we have friends.
If we have friends, we're modeling. And if we don't have friends, we're also modeling.
We're
modeling no matter how we handle the friendships. They're complicated. Let's just start right off the top. Friendships, relationships, it doesn't matter. They can be very complicated.
Absolutely.
And actually, it's one of the top things that bring people into my office in a therapy chair is that they're having a conflict with either a significant relationship or a friendship or both.
Or a family member, like a parent, right?
Absolutely.
So even though we are saying at the outset of this series that friendship is extremely important in our lives, we also are really acknowledging that it's very complicated.
It is very complicated.
That's an interesting word that you chose just then, complicated.
Well, it can be.
Why?
Very complicated.
It can be, Bobby.
Possible.
It's possible.
Well,
yes.
One of the reasons friendships or any relationship can be complicated is we can only control ourselves.
Right.
We don't control another person. And so oftentimes the other person may not measure to our expectation, or we might feel let down, or we may feel betrayed, or we may feel some negative feeling that we couldn't control.
I found through years of ministering to people that failed expectations cause a lot of problems in our lives, because so many of us have an idea of what that relationship should be or how that friendship should interact and how big a part or not very big a part of our life it should be. And then people get their feelings hurt. I think friendships are a hard place for a lot of people to navigate. A lot of stormy waters there.
Well, and you're talking about friendships. We're talking about relationships we choose.
Different kind of relationship. I'm going to write that down.
Because, our family, we don't usually get to choose them. There's a lot of our kids, our parents, we're not choosing those relationships. But a friendship is another human that we choose to walk our journey on earth with.
Right. Yes. Don't you think, and maybe I'm wrong, that the rise in social media, in Facebook, et cetera, has reconnected a lot of people that otherwise perhaps may not have been able to even find each other
Years past. And there's some of the benefits of social media. It has made a lot of connections. People being able to connect with old school friends, 20, 30, 40 years later. And people that were important to them earlier in their lives that they've kind of lost paths with. And so that is a total benefit of social media is that it does give us an opportunity to reconnect some of those lost friendships we had in our life.
But again, we're not going to talk about the social media aspect in its entirety until maybe next week. But a social media friendship is not really what we're going to talk about tonight. We're talking about interpersonal relationships where you look somebody in the eye, right?
Yes, we are.
Why are we doing that?
Well, because that's what a friendship is about. Friendships have lots of qualities, but one of those is time, face-to-face time, conversation. It is not reading words on a screen does not make a friendship a friendship.
Right.
There are feelings and emotions, and there's qualities that come behind a friendship.
Exactly.
And so to make it a quality friendship, and that's what we're wanting, as humans, we're created to be interdependent.
Right.
We need people. We weren't put in a bubble.
Some people would take issue with you right there and say, I don't need anybody. Maybe even some of our listeners right now. Maybe some of them are isolating because they've been hurt a lot. And we have to acknowledge.
We do.
Some relationships cause a lot of hurt in our lives.
Absolutely, they do. And that brings them into the chair sometimes. And it's, I am never going to let anybody ever hurt me like that again.
Yeah.
And we want to put the walls up and we want to isolate ourselves. But when we do, we find ourselves feeling depressed and lonely and miserable.
Are you saying good relationships and friendships help our moods, help our attitudes? Really?
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Bobby's on the bell tonight.
Yes, he is. We're designed for meaningful, connected friendships and relationships.
So that's the way we're wired.
That's the way we're wired.
So if some people out there are saying, I've been hurt so much, I am not, I just don't call people. I just don't get involved. I just stay away from relationships entirely, friendships, because I've just been hurt too much. What do you say to that person?
Well, what I say to that person is they're hurting themselves. First of all, they're increasing their risk for health problems.
No way.
They will lower their immune system. They will get sick more often when they are not.
Friends help you stay well.
It increases our immune system physically.
Is that
under Mayo Research right there. You can go look it up. Look the research up on the internet. You don't have to take my word for it.
But friendships
increase our health.
Okay.
So if we're disconnected, we're hurting our health. When we're disconnected, we are more vulnerable to depression.
Right.
When we are disconnected, we have more anxiety.
Oh.
And worry more and stress more and fear more. When we are disconnected, we have a hard time finding significance and meaning with our lives.
Wow.
So yes, when you're disconnected, you may not be getting hurt from another person, but this connection is hurting you in so many ways.
Don't you think most people don't even understand all that you just said, or are even aware that their health has something to do with how they interact with others?
I don't think a lot of people are aware of how this connects to the way we're wired and the way we were designed.
Yeah.
And we're designed for that meaningful relationships.
Actually, you got to be right about that. Because, I mean, when you think about it, people that have lost a spouse a lot of times or are divorced, even though they may go through a period where they say, I'm staying by myself or I don't want... eventually, a lot of times they open up to other people, you know, especially friends, and talk. Not always. It's healthy for them to do that, right? That's what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. It's healthy. It's a source of support.
Right.
Emotional support, you know, all kinds of support. And it reduces our stress. It reduces our anxiety. It reduces our depression when we are able to process those deep, hurtful, negative feelings.
So are you saying that people need at least a couple people in their lives that they can actually talk honestly to? Is that what I hear you saying?
Absolutely, we do. And it's not about the numbers. You know, a lot of times people talk to me about friendship and they'll say, oh, well, you know, I have a coworker and they have, you know, 2,500 Facebook friends. Okay, those are not the numbers I'm looking for. 2, 3, 4. We don't need a lot, but we need quality. And so to have a meaningful relationship means we are being open and honest with that person, that we can share communication in an open, honest way, that I'm going to trust you're not going to purposely do something to hurt my feelings. Does that mean my feelings won't get hurt? Doesn't mean that. It just means that you're not going to purposefully hurt my feelings. I don't believe you're out there to get me.
In other words, not going after you, you know, to hurt you. Although I think we all can talk about people in our lives that we've had that we trusted like that, Dr. Angel, and felt like if you ask us 5 years ago, let's say, about that person, that relationship, they got my back, they're my buddy, they're my friend, I can tell them anything, they won't talk about it to others, and then it crumbles.
It can do that, and it hurts.
It does.
I mean, there's probably one of the worst pains you can feel is when you've had that relationship crumble.
Right.
Somebody you love and trusted and invested in, and it wasn't what you thought it was.
Right.
And to learn to trust sometimes means we have to learn who not to trust.
Oh, that's an excellent point. That's another bell ringer right there, Bobby. That one is. Very good. Because so many times we don't maybe see clearly about this person. One of the things I've noticed, and I'm older than you, is the shallowness of so many people these days, more so than I think back in the little prairie or little house on the prairie days or whatever. I mean, it just seems like there's just that veneer. You know what I mean?
The facade.
The facade Absolutely. That people put on. And I love you, honey. Yeah. And behind your back. Wow.
Or they're not really there when you need them.
Or they're not
there. Or something that happens. But, you know, we don't get this trust lesson. Okay, here are the qualities of a trustworthy person. We kind of learn through experience.
Mm-hmm.
We learn by putting trust somewhere we should not have put it. Feel that pain.
Yes.
And look at what were some of those qualities. Because people can be good at hiding their true selves.
Oh, absolutely.
And they don't always let you see what's going on behind the scenes or what they really are. You know, a lot of people walk around this world as actors on a stage.
Exactly. I totally agree.
And then we're like, what's wrong with me? How did I not? Because they didn't let you see it.
Right.
You know, people can control what they're letting you see. Does that mean we aren't to trust? No. It means we're to trust, but we need to be mindful of who that trust is going and how much that trust is going.
And that's a good example of that is when my kids were teens, and I remember saying things like to my daughter, that person is not a good influence for you because of this, this, and this. But she didn't want to hear that at all at that point, right?
Well, teens don't want to hear anything. No, parents don't know anything to teenagers.
But, I mean, eventually, don't you think that a person's real self comes out eventually?
Yes, it does. You know, so the quicker, more intense a friendship is, usually the more that's hidden under it.
Yes, yes.
And so I tell people we want to take it slow, long. Right. This is a marathon, not a race. When we're in a friendship, we want that longevity of friendship.
But a relationship also should be that, right?
It's any relationship, relationship, significant other, romantic.
Right. Yeah.
We want that longevity because that's when we get to know somebody. I can give this much trust and see if you're trustworthy, and then maybe I can give you a little more and then a little more. And the trust grows as a relationship grows.
It does. Yeah.
Here's the problem. A lot of people go in and like, oh, this is a really great person. They have all these great qualities and I'm going to blow every secret I've ever had to them within a month of meeting them. And they weren't who we thought they were and we're devastated.
Now they know all that stuff.
Yes.
Boy, that's a problem in today's society.
I see it a lot.
Probably more so in women than men.
Yes, women are a lot more open.
They seem to be more open and more blah, 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 spill it all out type of thing. But it is, as it can potentially come back to really bite you.
It can. That's why we have to be mindful of how much trust we're giving and to who we're giving that trust. And are they trustworthy?
And how do you know that? Because they don't fill out a questionnaire.
They don't. So we're looking for qualities of trust. Can I tell them something? Does it stay between us? Are they using it against me? If they're upset with me, are they going to communicate so we can talk it? Or is this going to become the Facebook or social media where, oh, I have a friend who just really made me mad? You know?
Yes.
Are we handling things?
Right.
That's how we know who we can trust.
Right.
And really, the biggest test is conflict. I know people don't want it. They don't like conflict. They hate conflict.
Conflict is good.
It's the biggest stress. It's the biggest trust test you can have. We're in a conflict. What happens?
Right. Yeah. How do people react? How does that other person react?
Absolutely.
Do they chew you up and spit you out, or do
they
go?
Are they using like your biggest hurts as knives to throw back into you?
Exactly.
Or are they telling everybody else how bad of a person you are? Like that's the test of who I can trust.
You are so right. And believe me, I've known many people in my life that I told things to at a young age that I should never have done. And it did come back. And as a result of that, it makes you a little more skittish to trust in the future, don't you think?
We guard up a little bit more.
We guard up.
We put a few new bricks in a wall.
Yeah.
And we're not going to let it happen. And the problem is we can't live that happy and content life outside of being able to have these meaningful, significant relationships. So
we need them.
We need them.
We have to take the risk.
We have to take risks.
But don't you think, and I think that's what we want to talk about this week and next, don't you think there are some things we can start looking at or looking for, red flags, yellow flags, whatever they might be, that would cause us to slow down and quit telling them everything that you've ever done or know or whatever, right?
So absolutely, there's flags. One of the things when I'm talking to people and we're learning about what are the qualities of trust, and just like we talked about, when I can give you this much trust, what happens with it? Does everybody on the block know?
Exactly. Yeah.
What's going on? You know, we give small chunks. We don't want to give more trust than we can afford to have crumble.
Right.
Especially as a relationship or friendship is new and is building.
Right.
Now, if we have an established and I've walked these tests with you and I know you're trustworthy, that's different.
Right.
We can give more and more of that trust. But trusting our intuition is really important.
Oh, yeah. Intuition.
Voice that lets you know when something just isn't right.
Trusting
something's
your
not
intuition.
Feeling right. We feel it. We just ignore that.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of times when we're sitting there and I'm working with people and they are working through their devastation of this crumbled friendship or relationship, and I didn't see it coming, but then we start looking, but they felt this and they felt it all along. They just didn't want to believe it.
Because it's painful.
It is
painful. And it's rejection a lot of times. Or it's like, you know, you cannot get close to this person, but you have so much fun hanging out with them.
Well, you know, and people want to believe the best of people sometimes. And Maya Angelou has a great quote. You know, when people show you who they
are. Oh, I love that quote.
Believe them. Most people see those qualities and they ignore it thinking, oh, it's not real or it'll get better with time. And it doesn't.
Let's say that one more time. I'm writing it on my paper. I've heard that for years, and I love that quote. But boy, does it apply to this topic.
Absolutely. When people show you who they are, believe them.
Yep. Because
look at you on the ball tonight, Bobby.
He is. Believe them. Because the problem is, a lot of times when you see something in a friendship or a relationship, we got to go to break here in just a minute, but finish this point with me. When you see something, you tend to tell somebody,
yes.
Okay? Don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it's a new friend that's come in and you both are at the gym working out and you start hanging out and you go out at night, whatever the case may be, and you start talking. And there's that feeling like, oh, man, there's something real fake here. There's something.
Something's not right.
And so what we've done, or at least I've done in the past, maybe you have too, is that we tend to tell somebody that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that can come back and just absolutely slap us in the face.
It can.
You're making a note. What do you want to say?
Oh, I'm just writing our quote down so I don't forget that we've used it because it's so powerful.
Yes. Yes, it
is. And we have to allow ourselves to be open enough and take some risks. And that's we can't have friendship outside that risk. It is a risk.
So we have to take a risk. We have to be open and honest, which we're going to talk more about in just a minute. And we want to get back to this point that this is healthy for you to take the risk and try to establish some new friendships and relationships. Or maybe you can say, hey, I'm fine with the quantity I have right now. That's all I can handle. And that's okay, but we can always improve those
relationships. We can.
Coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Call a friend, have them call in, or just tune in to Go Yard tonight. See, the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say thank you for being a friend. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say thank you for being a friend.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Picked two great songs about friendship.
A couple TV intro throwbacks. How about that?
That's what they were. And they were so good. You know, it's really good to remember that. And I love that last one, both of them, but I'll be there for you. I mean, that's really what you want in a friend, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's a mutualism.
Oh, yeah. If you just joined us, we have started a new series tonight, The Value of Friendship. And we're talking about it here on Go Yard. This is a life coaching show that's meant to help you with all kinds of things. We're almost in September. We're going to celebrate our third year. And I just really cool. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
And it's just amazing. My son is the announcer that did that commercial right there for my real estate business. And he said 23 years. I just told somebody today I've been doing real estate 26 years. So that's right. We are almost 3 years. And that's the same commercial we've been using. By the way, if you need a good realtor, call me. And all that information's right there on our ad. But Dr. Angel, it's so important that we stress tonight that friendships are a good thing in your life, even if it's risky.
Absolutely, they are.
I'll be there for you. I like that
in our life.
Yes,
they are very good.
It's so wonderful to have somebody in your life that you can call at 11. Somebody did call me recently, late, and that's good. That's okay. It's good to have people in your life that you can trust and say, "Okay, are you okay? Are you awake? I need to talk." Yeah, that's.
Or I just want to hear a familiar voice.
Right.
And yes, we need that.
I love that.
It's support.
I love that. Yeah.
It lets us know, look, you're not doing this thing by yourself.
Right.
And there are people behind you. There are people cheering for you. There are people who are willing to give you a hand to help you through that journey.
Exactly.
And it is very beneficial to us to have those meaningful, connected friendships.
Right. I don't think you can ever outgrow the need for friendships, can you?
No. We are made that way. We really aren't.
And there are those levels of friendship. There's the acquaintance. You want to define that?
Absolutely. There are different levels. So there are some friends that we just kind of have, you know, everyday little conversations. We're not really letting them into our personal world very
right.
much. They're kind of on the outside. There are acquaintances. We might enjoy bowling together or knitting together or certain activity. We have something in common, but we don't have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And those are fine, too. We need some
sure.
of those.
Sure.
You know, and then we have some friendships that are, you know, friends. We would call them our friend, but we might tell them a few personal things. They may know our family, our kids. But they're not getting all the trust that, you know,
okay.
a friend. So they're just kind of our friends. We enjoy some activities.
Casual friends.
Casual. We hang out. We talk on the phone. We might meet for coffee or enjoy a lunch together, you know. And then we have.
But you're not going to bury your soul to somebody like that, right?
No. But
usually
you might
not.
Tell them simple little, oh, I'm stressed at work. Or, you know, those things that aren't real risky.
Right.
And then we have, you know, those deeper friendships. And
right.
I call them inner core friendships.
Inner core.
Inner core. When I think about a
okay.
friendship, I think about the layers of the earth. You know, our
oh, okay.
acquaintances
like
are kind of like the outside crust of the earth. And then
okay.
our friendships are like the next layer in. And then we have the core of us. And our inner core relationships are only very few people who get to go there.
Yeah.
But they are the people we could bear our hearts openly and honestly to and know it's going to be okay.
And they're the people that when you're in crisis, you run to, don't you think,
yes.
generally speaking?
Yes.
They
get to see the real you.
They get to see you cry. They get to see you at your dad's funeral. They come and they support you and they're there and you're crying on their shoulder or things like that.
They know
right?
our fears. They know
yeah.
those things that we're just not letting anybody know.
Exactly.
And I call those our inner core. And we need those. Those are important relationships.
They really are.
Even if you have one or two, you are blessed.
But a lot of people don't have any of that.
No.
Why not?
Well, you know, our culture is kind of setting us up.
Right, it is.
We are having a culture set up to lose that. But because people have been hurt, they
right.
have put misplaced trust out there, they don't want to open that and become vulnerable and take those risks. They're not.
How about they don't want to put the work into it?
You know, they do take work. And there are people who don't want to put work into it.
You want to talk about that? Because that just came to me. And I think that I've seen that. And it takes effort to
mm-hmm.
be there for somebody.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times when people look at friendships, they're looking at what can I benefit from this?
Right.
They're looking at the selfish
yes.
perspective.
Yes.
And a real quality friendship is mutual. I'm going to give, I'm going to take. You're going to give, you're going to take. There may be certain seasons where one's giving more or one's taking more, but the overall is very balanced.
Right.
That's a healthy relationship.
There you go.
But what happens is to have a great relationship, you need to have time on the phone or messaging or letters.
Going places, vacations
out. Vacations, hanging out at the beach, going to get lunch together, going to the coffee shop. Time.
Right.
It's an investment.
It's an investment in time.
And, you know, when it's not convenient, when that other friend may be in a crisis, I might be cooking dinner for three kids, but they need me in that moment.
Right.
I need to be available for that person when they need me.
I've heard people say, well, I don't have those kind of friends, but my best friend is my spouse, or my best friend is my mother, or my best friend is, you know, whatever.
And we can have a best friend who is another close relationship. But we need more than one real close relationship.
Absolutely. Don't you think it balances you out when you have different perspectives?
We have to, because one person cannot meet all of our emotional needs.
No, absolutely
That's just way too much to put on one relationship. Because we, you know, may have a need for fun, or we may have a need for seriousness, and one person just can't be everything.
All the time.
And if we're expecting it to be everything, we are setting ourselves up to be very disappointed.
Right. I've heard people say that I married my best friend type thing, that they were friends first. Mm-hmm. Is that very common?
You know, it happens a lot. And it sometimes makes the better quality relationships.
I would think it might,
They do enjoy spending time together.
Right. They already like hanging out.
They have hobbies that they mutually like, and they have, you know, interests. A lot of times in romantic relationships, we're looking for the love and the passion, and we're not thinking about, oh, do we both like to rollerblade, or, oh, I really like going to parties and they don't, or whatever it is.
Right.
Because then when that relationship, you know, cements and becomes permanent, we realize, oh my gosh, we really don't like those things together, and one person's always feeling like they're giving up what they really want.
And so it's something to consider.
It's really something to consider.
You think when you're entering an intimate type relationship.
You want your partner to be a friend, a close friend,
right.
if not your best friend. That's a good quality, because that means there are things you guys enjoy together outside of that romantic, passionate love.
Right.
And we need that, you know? It's only going to go so far in that romantic, passionate love.
Oh, yeah.
You know, life happens, and we need those people. Can I trust the person I'm with? Can I tell them my secrets and know it's going to be okay? We should be able to trust them on that deep level.
Right.
Especially if we're committing our life to that person.
However, sometimes that doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
But you should.
But in theory, we should be able to. And it's okay to have somebody in a dual relationship. They just can't be the only relationship.
Okay. So if you say, my mother's my best friend or whatever, that's okay. But have others that you talk
to. Absolutely. You know, my sister is a very close friend of mine.
Your sister is.
We talk every day, and she's my sister, and she's a friend of mine. And we enjoy a lot of things. But I also have other friends that are very important and meet different types of needs for me.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
So I want to get back to this point where you said at the top of the show that good friends are good for your health.
They are good for our health. They help our physical body in a lot of ways.
Okay.
So we talked about they're going to boost our immune system. We're going to get sick less often.
That's wild. Is a statistic.
That is medical research.
Okay.
You can go on the American Medical Association and research this.
Wow. That's very important then.
It is very important. Cardiovascular health is tied into friendship, so we have less heart issues because our stress is being reduced, because we have that support. We have that confidence.
We can talk it out, whatever it is.
You know, smiles. You know, when you're with your friend, a lot of times it just makes you feel good. You feel more positive emotions, which reduces stress, which takes stress off of our heart.
Right.
So, you know, it makes sense why this connection happens.
I don't know. I heard this on TV recently that we need 12 hugs a day. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard. I've heard that.
And they said research, and I don't know what show this was. I just caught it quickly. And that they need to be at least 30-second hugs. You know, a lot of times you just people pat each other
and go,
you know. But I found that fascinating. 12 a day? I dare say most people do not get one good hug a day, let alone 12 a day, Bobby. Have you had 12 good hugs today?
No, that'd be nice, though.
Okay. There you go.
It is nice.
So it is nice. Why?
Well, it stimulates our body. It's stimulating our body.
They said it does brain chemistry.
It does
changes
a
your
lot
brain
to
chemistry.
Our brain. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
It's releasing hormones.
Yep, there you go. That's what that was.
It's de-stressing us. It's releasing oxytocin to the brain. And it's positive.
Wow, crazy. Crazy.
It is. And it's amazing what happens to us.
And usually you're not going to just walk up to perfect strangers in Walmart and give
people who mean 30 second hugs
in Walmart. Well, you know what's funny is
there are people who are professional huggers.
I have seen that on TV, right?
All right, wait, it gets better. So I'm watching the news, which when I was on vacation, I'm watching the news and they ran this story on a person who's a professional cuddler. They just cuddle with people. You can pay for a 30-minute cuddle session. It's like a cuddle, like you go to the salon, it's the cuddle place, and they will cuddle in a bed for 30 minutes with you.
That's kind of risky.
All right, let's interview someone.
Yeah, let's do Bobby. I think that's kind of risky. Well, what that's telling physically, me I mean,
is,
really.
What that's telling me is people aren't getting their need for touch met, and we have a need for touch. Touch is important.
Right.
And touch doesn't mean sexual touch. It means just touch.
Hugs.
And we have that need, and we're not getting it met because we're relying on social media and internet and computers.
And that's not a real relationship.
Won't give you a hug. Computers won't hold your hand while you're crying.
Yeah, right.
We need that touch. It's important for us.
Boy, isn't that interesting? So friends can provide that type of hug and nurturing and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear you saying.
Absolutely, they do.
And it's healthy for you.
Very healthy for us.
So,
and it makes the relationships we're in better. All of them.
So
when we have good
friendships. Are you saying that we should start a branch of this show that's called Go Yard Cuddles and Hugs or something like that? And Bobby will be the one that works part-time for us and give out all those cuddles and hugs?
We'll put Bobby in the spooning booth there.
In the spooning booth, yes, instead of in the control room in there. Where are you, Bobby? Oh, I got to do my other job tonight. I got to cuddle and hug 15 people.
Oh, so that's a 15-minute segment then?
Oh, my. But that's a good point, though.
It is a good point. We need them. And, you know, a lot of times when people are married, there is maybe a generational belief that, oh, once you're married, you don't, you know, women shouldn't, people shouldn't have friends. You know, your family
oh,
is
Oh, that
your time.
Was in the generation before us, don't you think? I mean,
well, there's still
our
some
parents.
People who hold to that, even
wow.
Some cultures. There's a generational
some religious
hold on
stuff,
that.
Yeah.
And that's not true. And what
right.
happens is they have poor quality marriages.
Right.
And when people have two friendships, their quality of marriage increases. And
right.
longevity on just your relationship that you're
And but
you're
that
in.
Is a common belief among some religious type organizations. And they have even, I remember when I was in school ministry that I was learning the A-frame hug, not the full body hug.
Oh, my gosh.
The A-frame hug is just kind of at a side. You're just kind of,
yeah.
You know what? Because that, you know, and that was that kind of a mentality that it's serious. You got to be careful you don't hug people, you know.
And we can't do that.
And
we
certainly
need
that. Not a 30-second hug. I don't know how we got off on all that.
We did get a little
rabbit
trail-y, but
Bobby did that. It wasn't you or me.
This mic was definitely off.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the cool thing is you're never too young or too old to have friends.
That's right.
And, you know,
that's
if
right.
you're sitting there and you're like, you know, I don't think I have good quality friends or
right.
I need some of those. You can start now. There's no
Absolutely.
Limit to
and
this.
And what joy when you see somebody that's been a friend for a long time. You haven't seen him for a while. I think of my good friends in San Antonio, Barbara and John, that was just out there. And when I see them, I just hug them. We hug. We just were so glad to see each other. And they've been friends for 25 years for me, you know. And they're not related in any way, but I can open up to them. They open up to me. I mean, that's cool.
Cool. And we need that connection. That's a
yes.
good connection. You know, that friendship, we're preventing loneliness. We are getting companionship. We need that. We need companionship.
Exactly.
It's increasing our sense of belonging and purpose.
Right. Right.
When we have people we're investing in.
And that we do kind of belong. Like
we do.
We're an extended family.
This is my
family.
Crew.
It's
yeah.
my crew. Yes. A couple weeks ago when I drove to Texas to help move my kids, I got there a night before my kids did. We didn't all travel together. And we were driving separate vehicles. And so I called my friends and I said, can I come stay all night? Oh, sure. We'll put the key under the mat. We're going to a concert. Well, I mean, it was like, it's family, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the key's under the mat. Would you take the dogs out when you get in? And then I've got food for you in the refrigerator. I mean, how cool is that?
That is.
That's friendship.
It's like having, you know, you have your crew. It's a... a young kid. That's what my kids call their friends. That's my crew, Mom. Okay.
Squad.
Squad, crew. Okay.
But that just says I have people that I belong with.
Yes.
And we need to belong with people. You know, when we have friendships, we have more self-confidence.
We do, don't we?
It increases our self-worth.
We feel better about ourselves.
And we feel like we are able to do the things we would like to try and do. We feel more confident in our ability.
Wow. And then there's that whole thing of making memories with friends, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
You who just got back from this extended cruise she did, Bobby, all over the world with her crew.
With my crew.
Of 12?
Yes.
With her crew of 12, including two of her children. Talk to us about that, the making of memories thing. Because friendship and memories, I mean, it's just, they go hand in hand, don't they?
They do go hand in hand. And here's the thing. Memories are there. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much stress you have in a day or what's going on. I can think back, oh, my gosh, when we were dancing in our 80s clothes. And I just smile. I'll just sit there. And it just brings
that was an interesting picture
feelings.
Of you. Yes.
Yes. And I did. I rocked out the 80s look very well.
There's a camera in the room if you'd like to pull one out.
But it brings that joy, those moments of joy. That's what memories are doing.
Yes.
They're taking you back to a happy, joyous moment.
Right.
And so that's a good thing
and
for us.
And we should try to make those memories, don't you think?
We need to make memories.
We need to be diligent about that.
You know, we live in a culture here. Again, our culture sets us up to fail. We live in a culture who is, you know, selling us the lie that we need things. We don't need things. We need memories. We need people. That's what we need. You know, you can have all the computer equipment and high TVs and all that great stuff and be the most miserable, lonely person on earth.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
We don't need things, you know, and invest. You know, I was talking with my sister and she's like, you know what? My kids have everything they could ever want. I think they're blessed. We take good care of them. We're going to not have Christmas this year. And I said, you're not. What are you going to do? She goes, we're going on a family vacation.
Wow.
Because it was important for her to make a memory.
Yes.
Then give them things. She goes, I spent $300 on headphones and 2 months later they're on the floor. She goes, I'm not doing that again.
Very
good. I want
the
memory.
Very good. Absolutely.
And those are important things.
And going on trips and things like that with family and friends. That's what we're talking about.
You know, it gives you a chance, first of all, to get out of your element, your normal everyday stress, to do something completely different.
Right.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm on vacation, I have time to play cards and dominoes and things I don't normally can't do in my life because it's just
too busy. Right.
You know, and just conversations while you're waiting in line somewhere and silly games. And it's fun.
It is fun. Yeah.
And that's what friends do for us.
Boy, I don't know why anybody wouldn't want a whole pack of friends after all this we've been saying, all the benefits.
I know. You know, and here's the thing. When we are going through the bad, they help us cope with the bad, the traumas, the difficulties.
Yeah.
If we're going through divorce or an illness or a loss of a job or a death of a loved one, that's when, you know, we can draw from strength on our friends.
Right. Absolutely. And a lot of times they give us good advice, don't you think?
They can't, or they can just be there with
us. Just be there and listen.
Or the meals that might get dropped off. Or a friend who can pick your kid up for school because
Absolutely, right now.
They'll go out of their way.
Right.
We go out of our way for our friends.
Yeah.
When we invest.
When we invest in good friends.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so life brings the bad. I mean, I don't think you can walk this earth without facing pain and hardship.
Right. How many times, though, have you brainstormed with a friend, we both need to lose weight, so we're going to go to Weight Watchers together.
Partnership, and you're more successful when
you
have a friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did that a few years ago with someone for a few weeks, and it worked for both of us, and don't do it now, should have done it. But it's a good idea.
Because it's a great idea.
Okay, you call somebody, what did you have for dinner? Well, here's what I had. Oh, I didn't think of that. Okay, you know.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. They're giving us ideas. You know, they encourage us to change. They help us avoid unhealthy choices. They'll be honest with you.
Right.
You know, they'll be like, oh, well, your kid's acting a fool because you aren't doing this right. But we need that. We need somebody to be like, okay, you can do this and make your life a little bit better sometimes.
So you're saying friends should be honest with friends.
We need to be honest with our friends. And we can't be so thin-skinned that we just, she offended me, forget it. No.
Right.
We need to be willing to say, oh, well, I don't know if I agree with you, but thank you for your input or something. We don't have to just be offended if we don't agree.
I love the fact that every once in a while, from time to time, I got one last night, a post or a little text or something from somebody I haven't heard from in a long time with a, I miss you, I love you, we really need to stay in touch better type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That came from somebody that I haven't hung out with now for maybe 3 years, but it's nice to get those once in a while, don't you think? And we should give those, is what I'm saying.
And we should be giving those, yes. And, you know, when our friends reach out and they call or they text us, we don't wait a week to get back with them.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's probably one of my biggest pet peeves.
Oh, you and me both.
You can't be too busy to send a 30-second text.
No. No, you can't.
You're not. You're just choosing not to, which tells me where's the value of this friendship.
Yeah. And don't you think that friendship is one of those things that does, you do have these little measuring moments.
You do.
Where you can measure like the height of a kid on the wall, like we were doing with my grandkids when I was up there in Indiana. They have that lovely new, brand new, you know, thing. And all the kids from clear down here all the way up are on that chart. Love it. And it measures their growth. But I think that there are things, talk to us about that with friendship, that we can start doing or noticing.
Noticing. So, you know, I don't expect my friends to be at my beck and call. You know, I don't expect them to answer every time I try to call. But I do expect to call back within 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's telling me.
Or a quick, I'm in the middle of a mess,
I'm
I'll
really
call you
busy,
tomorrow.
Let me call. Yeah, something.
Nothing
some
wrong with
kind
that.
Of response. But to wait a week or 2 weeks
and
a reply just tells me you just have different priorities. You're never too busy to reach out a little bit.
Yeah.
And to throw something out there for somebody, especially when they're trying to contact
right.
you. And so that's a big measuring stick.
Oh, absolutely.
How are we valued? You know, maybe right. I value this friendship a lot and the other person really might not have that value.
On Facebook now, you know, birthdays come up.
Yes.
Okay. So you see birthdays. Oh, tomorrow is so-and-so's birthday. When is yours, Bobby? We need to put you in our Facebook.
Already passed.
Oh.
Okay.
Not to mention I control the buttons. So.
Oh, all right.
Wow, that was a threat.
But, you know, but sometimes I see some of that and I think, you know, people are just getting their obligation
right.
done.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
HB. That was my favorite one. I'm like, really? They couldn't even write it. HB.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a nice thing to have that and to see that you've gotten 20 people say happy birthday to you. But how much better to have somebody call you and say, been thinking about you. This is your special
Or someone
day.
Sing in your voicemail.
Or do it on the radio. Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
Do it on the radio. If any of you missed that, it was the week of April. It was April 20th because that's your birthday. That's a very famous day anyway. Yes. And that was a fun show that night,
yeah,
Bobby.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I was embarrassed to the hilt.
We sang to her or had the machine sing to her five times.
Five times, yes.
Five times.
But
yes.
You're right. It doesn't take a lot of
effort. But you haven't forgotten it,
no,
have you?
No, I will not forget.
We didn't buy you a present, but five times during our show we sang to you. I mean, really? But I guess that's an exaggeration, of course. But just going that little extra mile.
Just the little things.
You know?
Absolutely. And that's
a birthday card that actually reminds you of some event or some you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. It's just the little things, the little thoughts. You know, it doesn't take a lot.
Right.
You know, we talked about it does take work, but it doesn't take all this huge amount of effort.
No.
It's little thoughts. It's going outside your box and maybe taking a different route home and leaving a little note in someone's mailbox saying, hey, hope you had a great day, smiley face.
Right. But when people are extremely self-centered and think only about themselves, they don't tend to think about those special little things that would be great for their friend, their spouse, their mother, whoever.
True. And self-centeredness will wash a friendship
every time.
It makes a very unhealthy friendship.
So we got to wrap up here in a couple minutes, but let's just finish with that concept because there's so many times in my life that I've had people that were acquaintances and maybe as I got to know them, I found that they, number one, never asked me anything about me. It was all about them, right? Which we're going to talk about more next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
But isn't that kind of a red flag right there?
Absolutely. Like I said, there should be mutualism in a friendship. Yes. It is a give. It is a take.
Right.
And one-sided is not a friendship.
No. So sum it up, Dr. Angel, before we get out of here.
Sum it up.
Friends are good. All right. Friends are good.
Friendships are good. Friends are the spice to our life. We need good quality, meaningful, connected friendships.
We do.
Your body needs it. Your health needs it. Your confidence needs it. Your mental health needs it.
It's so important.
It makes you a better parent, a better person, a better worker. Like, it makes every aspect of your life work a little bit better.
So take time to make some friends and realize that the research, medical research, is on the side of the importance of friendship and on the side of the importance of 12 30-second hugs a day, which we have Bobby for that. So we will be talking more about that later.
I'll just remember every commercial I hear has to be in a hug for that entire duration, 30 seconds.
Think about that.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. Dr. Angelus is a fun series, but it's also a very important series for our listeners.
Absolutely. It's one that we don't talk about, but we need.
So we've been wanting to do this series for 6 months. So now we are. So tune in next week for part two of The Value of Friendship with
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac. And we're excited about that. And go to our website, GoYard 2014. That's the year we started. GoYard2014.org, and catch up on a lot of our shows. They are right there. Or the podcast right here on TantalkNetwork.com. Go to the show, go to podcast, and then Go Yard. We will see you next week. Have a great one. And tell some friends about the show. And we're excited about what God's doing in all these shows. It is fun.
They are fun.
Yeah. Anything else you like to say?
No. Go make some friends.
Go make some friends. Or just hug and cuddle a lot.
Or text a friend.
Bye.
Good night. Lease on life. I got a new lease on life.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.